This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We recently hosted a story slam, and one of our storytellers was Michael Bohannon Calloway. He spoke about hitting rock bottom in his life and finding passion and purpose in that moment.
My name is Michael Bohannon Calloway, and most of my life, I thought I was a failure. January 2010, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, cancer of the plasma cells in the bone marrow, treatable but incurable. So I started my chemotherapy regimen, went to cancer support groups, and it was there that I decided to share some of my fears about dying, about life, about being a gay male almost 50 years old and not having any legacy. I found strength in that cancer support group, and they convinced me to work and chip away at my bucket list. And one of those items was getting a PhD. Fast forward to the third week of September 2014. It's amazing how your life can change in just an instant. And mine did in less than 72 hours. First, the university contacted me and said that because I didn't have enough participants in my dissertation study, that a year's worth of research and writing had to be scrapped and I had to start over. Two, I was in an abusive, emotionally and physical relationship that I was trying to end. Third, at my oncology appointment, the doctor said, with all of the stress, your cancer has come back. You're no longer in remission. So what does one do? Except cut a big piece of German chocolate cake. And swallow 150 pills. When I didn't show up for work the next day, two coworkers sent first responders to my house. When the EMTs broke down my door, they found me almost lifeless. I'm told less than 20 minutes from being successful. Well, at that particular moment, while they were taking vitals and such, I projectiled vomit. They were freaking out. They thought that my esophagus had collapsed, evaporated, my stomach lining had hemorrhaged, and all I could do was say, "It's cake. It's cake." When you spend a lot of time in the hospital like I did, you start thinking about life, even how it's spelled. L-I-F-E. There's a big if in the middle. And a lot of people say, if only I had more time, if only this or only that. Having cancer and suffering from depression, I learned how to reframe that if into a question of what if? What if I set how successful I am rather than trying to live to someone else's expectations? What if I am in charge of my own happiness? What if, with every sense of my being, look at things from a different perspective, with compassion, happiness, empathy? Well, today, I'm not a failure. I'm happy, I'm healthy, and my name is Michael Bohannon Calloway, Ph.D.
Michael told this story during a recent story slam we hosted together with the Annals of Internal Medicine.